Raytheon was supposed to be moving ahead since a federal audit in 2011 found it had mismanaged hundreds of thousands of dollars. The agency was put under new leadership and a new board, but critics say problems with financial reporting and last-minute payroll crises continued. Recently, Neon drew more scrutiny over its decision to promote COO Shaquita Stevenson to acting CEO for a period of 6 months. That's despite a question over her academic record. Neon hadn't conducted a national search beforehand, however, which drew criticism from the State Department of Social Services. Longtime Norwalk resident Susan Weinberger is one of the resigning board members. She says the current management team blames others for its financial situation.
It is very dire. It's a very critical situation, and something needs to be done. It's, you know, it's easy for us and for me to sit here and make suggestions, but my concern is so great. My frustration is at a very high level.
Tayshia Bowden-Lewis, Chris Ruzzi, and Representative Jonathan Steinberg also resigned. Last week, the board's former chairman, William Westcott, resigned, also pointing to financial mismanagement and even concealment by staff. In a statement, Shaquita Stevenson thanked the exiting board members and says Neon is moving forward and focusing on its mission. That may prove difficult, as the board is required to have a minimum of 15 members to conduct business. With the resignations, the board is down to 12. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.